As we're hearing there on the WPR newscast, state Senate Republicans appear ready to reject Governor Evers' agriculture secretary designee with a vote today. We're talking about this development on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. Brad Paff has led the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection since January. So what questions do you have about cabinet confirmations in our state? Do you support the Senate's firing ability? We're at 800-642-1234. J.R. Ross is covering this as editor of WisPolitics.com. J.R., welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
So a Friday, we heard from a spokesperson for Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald saying not enough votes to confirm the pick here of Governor Evers. How would they like the governor to respond?
Scott Fitzgerald, spokesman on Friday, indicated that he had asked the governor to withdraw the nomination rather than face the prospect of him being voted down. That would save them the vote. But the governor's office on Friday and again yesterday said they have no intention of doing that. Now, as we sit here just after 7 a.m., I was making calls the afternoon yesterday and checking with Fitzgerald's office last night. Senate Republicans will caucus this morning before going to the floor. So if the late last-minute lobbying effort had any success, we'll find out after they come out of that meeting sometime this morning.
Okay, so what happens, though, if he is not confirmed?
If he's not confirmed, Republicans changed state law back in December during the lame duck session to say if the Senate rejected a confirmation of a gubernatorial appointment, that person could not be resubmitted to the position. That means Brad Paff is basically done. Now, it doesn't mean he couldn't get a job in the administration somewhere else, but he could not be DACAP secretary anymore.
And then Governor Evers would need to make a new appointment.
Yes, and that's kind of one of the counterpoints I've heard from some people with the governor's administration and his supporters is that, you know, look, Brad Paff is a guy who grew up on a farm, who has a deep background in the agricultural industry, as a guy who cares about the issues. Evers, in their mind, chose him for a reason, that he's the best person that agree with their beliefs and could fill the role. So if you reject Brad Paff, what are you going to get instead? Some of the unhappiness Republicans seem to stem from a siting rule that's being proposed or considered by the agency over livestock facilities. That's still something being pushed by the administration or considered by the administration. If Brad's not there, it'd be somebody else in the same role filling the same mission from the governor about looking at this rule.
So
I'm not sure that would change.
Yeah, did the Senate always seem to oppose this nomination of Secretary Designee Paff, or did this opposition build up over time?
Brad cleared a Senate committee 9-0 back in February. There are five Republicans on that committee. I called all five of them yesterday. None of them called me back. But since then, a couple of things have happened. One, there was this controversy this summer over the release of money budgeted for grants to help farmers struggling with mental health issues. It was held up in being released. The Evers administration was criticizing Republicans about it, and Brad was quite vocal and quite critical of Republicans for not releasing this money, suggesting that they were kind of didn't care about the issue. Republicans took great offense to that. That was kind of the first big thing that we saw. Also, Joan Baldwig is a state representative from Markazin. She was leading a task force on suicide prevention from the assembly. There's a complaint from that task force that Brad was not turning over information that they requested. So those are the first kind of signs of trouble. But the siting rule, and what the siting rule would do would say, if you're a local government and you require permits for the expansion or the siting of a livestock facility, you'd have to meet certain requirements, such as setbacks from other residents, those kinds of things. This rule has been in progress for a couple of years now, at least. The progress kind of came to a head recently. That really irritated some Republicans as well, who felt like that rule was not paying attention to the challenges facing the ag industry right now, that it would hurt the agriculture industry, and they wanted to push back against it. And this seems to be one of the ways of doing that by going after Brad Paff.
We're talking with J.R. Ross. He's editor of WisPolitics.com. We're talking about the vote scheduled in the state Senate today to essentially fire Governor Evers' pick to lead the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, which is an unusual move. What do you think of it? We're at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. J.R., take us back in time. Is the Senate essentially vetoing a governor's pick. Is this normal for how our government functions? You know, when has this happened in the past?
No. I've asked the Legislative Reference Bureau. They went back to 1987. They couldn't find an example of it. I asked the state, the Senate Chief Clerk's Office. Their records go back to the mid-90s. There was an example where a nominee to be the Transportation Secretary, his nomination was tabled, but wasn't rejected. So I have found no record so far of a cabinet pick being rejected. It's actually unusual we're this far into a governor's term with only five cabinet members picked, or sorry, confirmed by the Senate. But we're also in an unusual time. Go back to December with the lame duck session. It was one of the first shots fired in a very acrimonious relationship between the executive branch and legislative Republicans. That relationship has not improved since then. It's probably gotten worse, to be honest with you. So if you recall, those actions from the extraordinary session were held up by a couple of Dane County judges' rulings. During the window when they were held up, Governor Evers moved to rescind a number of appointments from Governor Walker and put his own people in place. That irritated Republicans. So they didn't want to confirm Governor Evers' cabinet pick, you know, in the middle of all that stuff going on, had the budget going, and so it got pushed back until now. So here we are in November. There are basically a third of his cabinet has been confirmed. I've been coming to the Capitol for almost 20 years. I've never seen this before. At the same time, the relationships in the Capitol have gotten about as bad as they've ever been, I think, in the time that I've been here. It's just a very much a partisan atmosphere, and each side keeps pointing fingers about who's to blame for it being so partisan.
Let's bring in Nate now in Milwaukee. Hi, Nate.
Hi, thank you for having me. The more I hear about this, the more it sounds very much that this is somebody who they're basically trying to fire over politics, not over how good of a job he's doing. He sounds like he's probably doing just fine. And on top of that, I wonder if one day this could lead to another court case over the lame duck laws, because this is potentially interfering with the executive branch and its ability to do its responsibilities by having people who would carry those responsibilities out. If there's anything that ought to be questioned at this point, I think if it's the ability of the legislature to really do this, because it seems unnecessarily, and it's not just partisan, but detrimental to the state.
Yeah, Nate, I'm gonna field this back to JR as we're short on time here. Is this partisan politics at work?
Oh, sure. There are politics at play at everything in the Capitol. I mean, that's always going on. It's interesting with this, you know, if you think about, you know, I've been new to a job before, and I had like a 90-day probationary period or whatever, you know, you have some positions. This has been Brad Foss' probationary period. Some people I talked to yesterday said, look, here's a guy who's on probation, essentially, and he went out and went out of his way to antagonize Republicans who had the authority to fire him. That wasn't the best move on his part back in the summer. So maybe it's partisan, but there are things that Brad could have done differently that maybe would avoid getting the situation. What I want to know going forward is what this means for the Capitol and relations. They keep getting worse between Governor Evers and GOP leaders. I don't know that this would improve things. What I'm watching today is there was this last-minute lobbying effort by Administration Secretary Joel Brennan, Tammy Baldwin, Ron Kind, all these ag groups saying, hey, at the very least, put off a vote on Brad. Let's talk about this some more. Will that work? That's his best hope right now, is maybe a delay in a vote.
JR, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Anytime.
J.R. Ross is editor of WispPolitics.com. Coming up, we discuss the challenges Indigenous scholars face in research institutions and academia. Stay with us back in a moment for more conversation here on the Ideas Network.